State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from First Class Sounds. You know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is here. Duct Tape David, this your first Big Facts Friday, man?
Yeah, man, I'm in here tonight. I'm in here today.
Duct Tape Dave up in here. Kodak, Shot Jones, and Kachita.
The homies,
everybody. Big Facts Friday, what's up? Now, today we will be led, albeit it was 5 seconds ago, and he was on top of it. Now he's on his phone.
My bad.
Today we'll be led by Brother Bank.
When a king loses his queen, has he lost everything?
So a lot of
for sure.
A lot of people.
Not really.
You call her a queen.
Won plenty of chess games without my queen on the board.
But you had never permanently lost her.
She was gone. What are you talking about? You play chess?
That's not
life true. Can keep going. But
life must go
but
on.
Does it cripple you? Yes.
Yeah,
does it give you a disadvantage? Yes. A true queen.
What else?
What are the requirements of a true queen?
Loyalty.
That cuts a lot of women
that's
out.
That's it.
So, how have you lost this queen if the loyalty is there? Like, is it because you did some bullshit?
Yeah, you could have fucked it up.
Okay.
What you mean? Or yeah, you could have fucked it up. You had to.
You fucked it up. All right.
What you think?
No, I'm asking.
Or they may have grown apart. I don't know. What you think?
You could grow apart. You know, it happened like that.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
If a nigga loses bitch, is he fucked up, basically?
Nah.
It depends on what type of bitch he had.
A loyal one. A good one. A great one.
Hit the one. Like, I lost the one.
Oh, yeah. If you lose the one, you
yeah,
are,
I think it's only one.
You're
one,
dead.
Though. I don't think it's you only one. Dead. One. I don't think you did.
You ain't. I don't think you
what
did.
What you think, Shane?
I don't think it's too many.
I don't think it's too many, but
it's a lot of.
But you could be a hell of a nigga by yourself, though.
You can. There are some.
But a lot of these niggas. But I've been seeing a lot of niggas losing their bitches lately. They ain't even looking like puppies, bro.
I just look at like you. Whatever you lose, it, shit. If she gone, she ain't really for you. You know what I'm saying? I just look at it like that.
Wait, what?
He's saying if she nah, you can't say that, Tata.
He's saying
if a girl if she left, she ain't really for you.
Nah, it ain't that she left. It's
if y'all not together,
y'all have separated.
If you put her through bullshit,
if you don't put
her
through bullshit,
how long do you put her through bullshit and does she sit around with the bullshit?
Oh, that mean I ain't gonna say
what,
that.
No, what he's saying is
sometimes you gotta have a girl that's gonna accept the bullshit because she accept everything that come with you.
Facts.
So if she know you come with bullshit and she willing to accept that bullshit because she fuck with you, that's the one.
But then you gonna overdo the bullshit.
There's no overdoing the bullshit. There's no overdoing the bullshit because she already accepted it. That's a part of you. It's a part of what comes with
you. Yeah, she already accepted that you that bullshit.
It's kind of like...
But some niggas are starting to start bullshit.
It don't matter.
Shy, look, let me say this. Like, say you date a nigga, right? And you love him, but you find out he snore. You're not gonna leave him because he starts snoring louder. That's bullshit to some people. Because someone will leave a nigga because he snores. Bullshit is like
if a woman know that like her nigga's out in the streets and she accept like, okay, that's how you get your money, you out here in the streets. But then now
you having babies and shit.
Yeah, bullshit ain't that. That ain't bullshit. Bullshit is if you fuck with a nigga that's in the streets, you know he's out in the streets getting his money, you staying down with this nigga when he's fucked up, when he's up, when he gets back fucked up, and then this nigga goes out and starts fucking other bitches and doing all other kind of shit.
That's what she said.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry.
I ain't get to finish.
That's what I'm saying. That ain't no bullshit. What's your definition of bullshit?
That's lying.
No, that's lying.
What I lied about.
Okay, we assume you going to fuck some other bitches. You lying about it. You ain't coming home. Yeah, I just fucked this bitch.
I ain't lying because I ain't told you shit.
If she asked you, you're not about
where
to
you,
tell
where
her
was you at?
Outside fucking no bitch.
Where was you at?
My business.
At the studio?
You on bullshit.
How's that on bullshit?
You on bullshit.
If you asked me where I was at and I was at a hotel downtown with a bitch, I was downtown.
Could you?
Doing what?
If your nigga told you 100% of the truth, do you think you can handle that shit? Would you want to be with a nigga that kept it 100 with you all the time? That shit would fuck your mentality up.
Like, for real.
If you asked me where was I and I say downtown.
Doing what?
Get my dick sucked. Now how you feel? How you feel?
Nigga, hold up. What kind of nigga finna go through doing what, though? You dealing with a different kind of nigga.
Huh. I'll say it over here. Nigga, what the fuck was you doing?
What you mean?
That's what I'm saying is you
shit
on bullshit.
Shit don't concern you.
Yeah, you on bullshit.
How that's bullshit?
Maybe she
bullshit.
Asking on some... Like not on some like sneaky on what the hell you doing shit. Maybe she said, "Oh, what you doing?"
Yeah,
chilling.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Did you lie?
You're asking for too much. Chilling.
No, they gonna bullshit.
How this bullshit?
Top of the line bullshit.
Do you want to know exactly what he was doing?
Yes.
All right. Now
This is the only reason for Bank is not bullshit. Back to the Big Facts Bible chapter Bank whatever is because.
He skipped past the truth.
If a woman walks in, on the other end, he don't want to know. He done said plenty of times he don't want to know.
To the bus side. But you catch me. I ain't lying. I just ain't even finna talk about that.
So you one of them that's going to get mad and just walk out.
I'm not mad. I'm just not talking. What are you talking about?
So what if you get caught up?
If I get caught up, I'm caught up.
Okay. So you then get is caught it bullshit? Up, you gotta, yeah, then you, is it bullshit?
Nah, that's fuck shit. Once you caught, it ain't no bullshit till you get caught. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see.
It's bullshit. It go from bullshit to fuck
shit. It ain't no bullshit till you get caught, bro.
That don't make no sense, bro.
You know you
on bullshit.
Come on, man. We gotta get a call to Mike, man.
That shit makes sense.
We gotta get a call to Mike, man.
It makes sense because he didn't lie. She didn't ask. He's lying.
No, he's lying.
How am I lying? I ain't saying shit.
Okay, so look.
Wait, were you downtown?
Okay.
Yes.
Were you chilling?
Yes.
Well, who?
Shit, my peoples. Who is your if you got to ask all them questions, I don't need to be with you.
I don't need to be with you. Come on, Pimp. Wow. Pimp be kicking shit, man. That's right. What you say?
If I come home and you done asked me who I was with, how I was with them, went with them, I don't need to be with you.
Yeah, you don't trust me anyway.
No, women had that shit, baby. Now listen, women had that shit called
intuition
when they know you're lying.
How that intuition didn't help you from getting from a nigga that was on bullshit? Your intuition ain't that good.
How did your intuition even allow you to go get this deep with me? Exactly. Your intuition should have told you I was some bullshit from the beginning.
Intuition, I don't know. I don't have intuition.
We could change you.
That's impossible.
So your intuition didn't tell you that was impossible?
We're going to do part two when Shantae come here next time.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I feel like me personally, I haven't done you wrong. until I am caught. That's any criminal, anybody.
So you feel the other
so
way around.
Hold on. So if you go sell a brick and you didn't get caught, did you commit a crime?
No.
Yes.
Boy, did you, the tree fell? Did you hear the
sound? Fuck, nigga, yes. You just didn't get caught. What you mean?
You still committed the crime.
Are you going to jail?
No.
How the hell you going to go to jail and you didn't get caught?
Why do I have consequences for some shit I never got caught for?
Why you want me to go
sell a brick? Then go to the precinct and say, I just downtown selling bricks.
I'm about to turn myself in.
You on some bullshit.
I'm just keeping it 100.
You got criminals. You got criminals that got convicted.
For like 3 hours, right? Do y'all come back and tell every damn thing y'all did? You went at the damn store.
Oh, women definitely be on the bullshit.
Women be on the bullshit.
Why the fuck I don't count?
Because you don't be on the bullshit.
Yeah, I know I don't be on the bullshit.
Now, Shy be on the bullshit.
What? No, Shy.
Shy be on the bullshit. Cash be on the bullshit, too.
Say the whole hoe out here, man.
Who I be out here saying I be on the bullshit?
I'm just saying, you have the tendency more so to be on the bullshit. We're not saying you some bullshit. We're saying that if anybody is going to be on some bullshit, it's actually really
Cash.
Cheesy, man.
Because she said she's going to get hers.
We got to start filming our lives. I mean, our fucking discussions.
We are here. Look at the camera. She high.
Oh, my goodness. You just don't see the three cameras set up like Big Fat.
Exactly.
Hey, hold up, man. You mean to tell me if you, like I said.
I had a rebuttal for that.
Huh? Go ahead.
If you kill somebody, you're a murderer.
Period.
I'm not a convicted murderer, though.
You're not convicted. You're right. There's convicted felons, there's convicted criminals, and there's
convicted cheaters.
For sure.
Okay, so why am I?
Men don't cheat.
Hold on. Yeah, but I'm saying if I did something that I'm not caught for, why are you interrogating me?
They're not interrogating you.
No, because you're basically almost caught.
How?
Ain't no such thing as almost caught.
With 12 trying to call you with allegations.
Anything could have happened. Social media, anything could have happened. What if they try to catch you up? What if you like, man, I was just here doing with my partners.
And then she
show you the phone, somebody got you on the damn stories.
If you nigga doing all that, explain, you doing all that, man. You doing all that before we even get to all that, and you ain't going to be fucking me anyway.
I guess if you're a private eye,
you're going to see some shit.
We just talking about the bullshit and not the bullshit.
Gonna see some shit.
It might not even be no private eye. It might be a hater. Somebody might be like, look at bank on some.
You
got
to be in a relationship with a person that ain't to make you feel like, bro, I be doing some bullshit if I cheat on you. Now, we in a relationship. This shit just some bullshit. I'm not cheating, bitch. I'm just doing what this relationship is doing.
Exactly.
Some bullshit.
It's different.
Okay, that's different.
Because then both ways.
Now, if I'm in a relationship with you and we fucking around, then I ain't even going to allow myself to do certain shit. But if we don't got there, we into it.
Yeah.
This shit don't count when we into it.
Yeah.
Am I tripping?
Y'all, why is you asking me?
Bullshit is bullshit.
I mean,
bullshit is bullshit, Scream, but no, it is what it is. Everybody on bullshit.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying it's bullshit.
She just asking questions. But I'm respecting you. You don't know what's going on.
Like I told
I'm not
you.
Saying
I told
you that
shit probably episode 2.
But she wants you to tell.
If I'm asking you.
Why you asking me? You need to go on. No, you insecure,
you really
mommy.
Want to know
not what's going on.
Right, insecure, mommy.
So do you really want to know what comes with all that truth?
No, if I ask somebody a question, I really
you're
want
not,
to know the truth.
You're not all the way. Okay, if your kid do some bullshit is bullshit. If your kid do some bullshit, mm-hmm. and you looked out the window and you know your kid did some bullshit,
right.
then your kid come in and you be like, what was you doing?
Nothing.
Now, you just testing their heart to see, yeah, you going to lie to me, too, on top of the fact you was doing some bullshit?
Oh, God.
Now it's bullshit.
That's entrapment.
That's not entrapment.
Hey, bring your ass in. I just seen what you did.
But you say
you
that.
You don't like
you
right.
ain't seen.
Bring your ass in. But you going to lie to me about it?
Yeah.
For sure.
That's bullshit.
You gonna lie to me about it? So you were never a kid before? And if you think
we're
you're
not talking about that.
If you think you're gonna get away with some shit, you're gonna try to get away with. So, now, if I know that you caught me, if I know that you saw that shit, yeah, I'm gonna admit to it.
Y'all gonna be more offended and or hurt if it's someone you love,
exactly.
if you know they lying about it too,
face.
And not just doing
so
it.
So now I tell you, so what's next?
The truth gonna hurt your feelings.
I can't say that.
The lie gonna say
you
both
of you. What I'm gonna do. I ain't even try to catch you no lie if I already know. If I already know, I'm gonna bust you out of there. If I already know, I'll let you know.
That's how you
don't even come in here looking regular with dick on your breath before I send you gone.
Wait, what happened?
I'm not even finna try to catch you up. If I'm trying to catch you up, that means I'm trying to stay.
Yeah. But he already said.
Bitch, you come in, you coat, you got dick on your breath. Hey, your shit already at your mama house. You ain't packed it. Don't even come here.
But you expect her to wait.
So where you been? Yeah. Bitch, you bold a lie.
But you expect her to stay when you get caught.
Yeah.
We don't expect you to do nothing. I expect for you to do what you're supposed to do for your feelings. Because I'm gonna do for me.
If I do some bullshit, I'm gonna stand up on the bullshit I've done. It's already done. I gotta accept what come with
but
then
it. So if I would scream, "Oh, she not loyal. I didn't do
because ain't no real niggas on no time like that. Nigga leave, nigga be like, "Man, I fuck that shit up." That
niggas know when they fuck up. 100.
Hey, depend on how good she is, I'm leaving me too. I'm right with her ass. That old nigga ain't shit.
Yeah, that nigga ain't shit, man.
I'm leaving right with him.
We gonna leave him together.
Yeah, together. You throwing your shit in the U-Haul, I'm in there, baby, where we going?
Oh, wow.
That nigga ain't shit.
This house got fucked up vibe. It made that dude do that. Let's leave.
We gonna burn some sage and everything.
I'm screaming.
So back to the essence of the conversation. So if you lose your queen, albeit whether you was on some bullshit and fucked up or however it happened, then you've lost everything.
Nah, for sure. If I lose Chantel, I lost everything.
Right.
No matter no money, no name. If I lose her, I lost everything.
Right. True queen.
Yeah, for right. sure. Everything.
True queen.
That's all
I feel like that by goddamn Jay, my sister Tara, all my queens that's in my life, though. No cap.
Mm.
Like, that's just real shit. Jay's like, if I lose my queens, I'm dead.
Mm.
So, especially the one that's right here every day, hey, I'm over with, I'm through. That's how I look at it, because I ain't going to be able to mentally focus that day. Mm-hmm. Probably next day it might get better, but it ain't going to be fucked up.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, even about like, even like aside from like focusing and all that shit, like who finna go through all that shit and try to relearn somebody else?
Like
nobody finna do that.
That's how you, that's why you be really like, I'm through, cause you ain't gonna be able to trust it no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't goddamn go off and be like, try to look for that no more, mm-hmm. nowhere else.
Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna get it.
It's over with. I ain't even trying to find it. I ain't even gonna trust that it can be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Cause you gonna always try to compare it to
what it was.
Yeah.
And it ain't never gonna add up.
Never be there.
That's the scariest part about that shit, because you know it's never, that was it. You don't put so much time and effort into that shit, it's never going to be what it was. So that's why when niggas do lose something crazy like that, you going to try to get that motherfucker back. As much niggas say they don't give a fuck, they going to try to get that shit back.
See, call that this what folk go wrong, right?
Yeah, you ever have money
in your pocket, you drop the dollar.
Yeah.
Did you pick up the dollar?
You ready
your nuts,
nigga?
We don't care much about it. You blow a dollar, right?
Yeah.
If you got one hoe, you one hoe away from having no hoes. So you got to get some more hoes.
Big facts.
That's the problem.
Them big facts that's right now. Them big facts
that's
right now.
Ken, that's you?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
One hoe too close to having no hoes, man.
Hey, you one hoe away from having no hoes, man.
But we ain't talking about hoes, though. We talking about queens.
That boy's scream is tickled. Do you hear me?
Two is always better than one, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nah.
What is this, some more Stone Mountain
queens,
shit?
Queens, yes.
Two queens on the board now, Chad Boy.
You checkmate now all day. Yeah.
Polygamy.
She said two queens. You checkmate now all day. You got two
queens. Two queens on the board. You're unbeatable.
That ain't no polygamy. That's some fuck niggery.
How?
You got some help.
Nah.
Again, you know, in my...
You got some help.
In my chapter of the Big Fast Bible, you can do what the fuck you want, how you want to do it. As long as it ain't misleading.
The physical
that's
Big Facts Bible is coming, man.
If it ain't misleading. If those two queens know about each other and they accept that shit.
You're never supposed to mislead, though.
Nah, yeah, that's a sucker shit.
But people mislead.
How?
They're not supposed to.
They're not supposed to, though.
But if they know what the situation is.
All the problems and the confusion
so,
come in.
So if you're kicking it, you're kicking it tough, right? Kicking it pretty tough.
Kicking it tough.
Keep kicking it tough, right? And she say, Dave, I know you got other hoes. What's going to be your reply?
Man, you know I got a hoe.
Come on, man. You know I got a wife.
I got hoes, but I got hoes, but the hoes don't got me kicking it. Even if it don't get to that third level, you gonna let her know.
Even though this shit tight, I ain't gonna jeopardize my life.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing nothing to, you know what I'm saying? The fuck that
so you gonna let her know you got other hoes?
I'm like, you know I got other hoes.
Okay,
the hoes don't got me, though.
Most of these hoes don't even want no nigga who ain't got no hoes.
Okay.
I'm just being
why is it like that though?
We talking about hoes or queens? Which one y'all talking about, man?
We talking about
mostly hoes. Most hoes don't like niggas that don't already have hoes because it's too much responsibility for them trying to deal with a nigga that's only into them because they're hoes.
That's hoes. That's what I'm saying. But Jade, if you probably would never ask that question. I get it. But if you did ask that question, like, nigga, you got some bitches or some shit going on, are you going to take the response?
I don't care. They like, I don't give a like, fuck.
You don't give a fuck?
Having a lot of hoes is just like,
what nigga ain't got hoes, though?
Exactly.
Yeah. Nah, but when you zeroed out, nigga, you
DJ
zeroed
screaming
out.
Goddamn hoes.
They told me.
Hey, what other nigga ain't got hoes?
Having a lot of hoes is just like, sisters. You just got a lot of sisters. Everybody doing different shit.
It's like having different shit in fucking is two different worlds, you probably have had sex with them,
but they still doing something for you though.
Exactly.
Okay.
They ain't just like we just strictly just fucking. Like, I'm just fucking.
But nah, if we doing something. Or will you fuck them again?
You might.
Okay.
It depends on how to do it. If you made a good enough money or whatever we did or that business we made, I'm finna bend you over.
This shit a community, man. It's a community. Common
each
unity.
One teach one.
It's real.
All right. Well, shit. Shy left and Jay don't care. So whatever, y'all.
I'm just saying it's community.
Okay. I mean, it's not. I'm not saying we want you to do that.
Too.
I'm a whole nother nigga, right?
Whatever
now,
for you, I'm for you. Bro.
I get it. Where niggas coming from? Because bro, it's hard to be out here trying to be just all direct with these hoes, man. It's 2021, man. I'm on 2022, man. Niggas getting their heart broke by bitches, man.
For sure.
Big facts.
Real shit. I'm talking about being locked in, like, bro, these folks doing different shit with it. Boom, boom, boom. You already got them do that Instagram challenge shit now, boy. As soon as they, shit.
Nigga, the busted challenge already uploaded on their phone. They just ready to post that motherfucker. So,
yeah.
Nigga, look.
So, it's like, it's different out here, bro. It's like, I don't know, bro. It's like, damn near, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't, really.
Okay.
It's a respect thing, too, though. It's a respect thing on everything. However you do it, you know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
See, you can do a lot of shit, but you got to respect people in a certain kind of way.
That's what I be on. If the respect is there, it's cool.
Yeah. That's the key to it.
If it's some open, full face.
Disrespect. I got to have an understanding.
You got to understand, like, it probably don't happen until you get to that point in your life. And as a man, you've been there. You never know what effect you might have had on that woman. You see what I'm saying? When we was younger, like, damn, I ain't know it fucked up that bad that I was on some bullshit. But then I'm fucked up their whole life.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't fuck them up for everybody. That's what I'm saying. Let me just put it all on the table. It is what it is. I feel what you're saying.
That way it comes with an understanding. Like, I ain't lean you on. I ain't told you no lie. So you
ain't saying you. I'm just saying a lot of niggas be like.
Oh, yeah, because that game ain't short.
Now you're bringing game into it.
It's not. They don't know what to say, so they run from the situation.
Yeah.
So it's in this situation, he caught or he busted him. I'm talking about what to say. Some
down to the bottom, a female done fell in love with Dave, and she got something different in her head. I'm gonna get Dave. Dave gonna be my king. I'm gonna be his queen.
I'm gonna mold him into the man that I want him to be. Type shit.
One thing about it, man, I be telling these niggas, man, these niggas be doing so much for these bitches. These 2-3 year relationship and all that, bro. You don't even know her yet.
No, I feel you.
Time. Like, at the end of the day, I can't goddamn make no bitch my queen after no year or no 2 years. Nah. I can't do that.
Facts.
Bitch, I got, because I know I might fuck up on year 4. So I need to see what your skin like first. You got tough skin, we locked in what?
You got tough skin, we locked
in. Said that you said that.
Time to fuck up.
What you mean? It's different types of fuck ups.
Okay. Ain't nobody perfect.
Like, ain't nobody perfect.
Ain't no robot.
You might have different type of flaws that I have to deal with.
And the responsibilities that men have to carry too. Y'all want us to provide and deal with all the other stuff too?
You so can't just say that with a straight face. He knew that he was about to start some bullshit. He can't say it with a straight face.
You want me to do this?
Look at you.
Look, outside different. Women can't even cook no more.
Who can't cook? Or pay bills.
Outside, most women outside.
You talking about Jay? You don't count.
Yeah, most of these women outside.
You don't count.
Outside, you don't count. Jay, outside is different. Don't come outside.
Don't go outside.
You got that weather change. That little weather, they're gonna be hot as hell. Outside, different. You don't know what you getting. Forrest Gump said, "She like a box of chocolates."
Nah.
Man, man. Crazy part about it.
We gotta lock him in.
Crazy part about it. He right though.
He ready.
He right because you'll get that and sniff that shit out and then be like, damn, this ain't even what I thought it was.
No, yeah, bro.
No, I
see niggas in situations like that, bro.
This ain't what I thought it was.
You can be in a situation with a, see, it be fucked up when you get like around our age trying to date. Oh, it's fucked up. It's like, over. Cause you gonna already know your fuck ups from being in a past relationship. So you trying to be a new nigga for this new girl.
Right.
So I'm trying to be a new nigga for her, but this ain't even me.
Speaking fact.
But I done locked her in up under these new nigga rules. Mm-hmm. Not even knowing if she could take it one day when I flip back to me. Yeah. So you gonna be unhappy forever.
But
don't
start to like the new nigga. You don't like the bitch, you gonna get being the new nigga.
Facts.
You ain't gonna hear.
You guys just find the one for your bullshit, bro.
Like you. I like white medium ghetto. Like
what you say? Medium ghetto?
I like medium ghetto. Like, argue with me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need you, you know what I'm saying?
That's not medium ghetto. That's toxic.
No, it ain't that's toxic. Medium. I ain't gonna die.
You know, man, I'm straight talking. I can't beat you like that, bro. I can't beat him like that.
Look, you get that, then you get that goddamn choking poke out there. You know, shut the fuck up. You choking poke, you good? Yeah. That's
how I am the choking poke.
Yo, Jay, like too.
Shut up. Get over here.
Jay, like that.
I love it,
shit, though, bro. I just feel
I love
like
it.
To each his own, man.
To each his own.
To each his own, but.
It's fucked up. My final words on it. It's fucked up. Hurting somebody feelings that really fuck with you
because you lied. You don't supposed to lie.
Well, it ain't even about that. It's different ways to hurt people's feelings. It ain't just lying. Man, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But it's kind of like
you gotta understand. They ain't have no understand that what they feeling.
No, for sure. If you
man,
if,
we gotta exaggerate all feelings, bro. We are married. So we have to test every muscle in the feeling's body.
I am screaming. Bro.
We have to test every muscle.
It's easier to test the muscle.
Please explain.
Than to maybe just test not doing the bullshit. That's easy.
I ain't even saying hurt your feeling with another female. You're going
to... No, I'm just saying bullshit. Listen. Bullshit is not just
a woman. Yeah, she can cook for you. And you'd be like, that shit nasty. That'll hurt her feeling versus you being with a female.
No.
Sometimes.
No.
You got some women that are
some women
like
to touch you about
keep
their
keep it real,
food.
Bro. About anything.
Some women to touch you about their hair.
Like anything. Like if she put on. Bro, your girl put on some perfume and get in the bed, want to get fucked, and you fall asleep, that'll hurt her feelings.
Mm.
And cheating with other is different.
He said her feelings. We talking about her feelings. We can't say about it.
We going back to you saying if you cook for her, I mean, if she cook for you and you don't like the food, that's more that'll hurt her feelings more than
cheating. What I'm saying is you can hurt a person's feelings in any type
of
way.
In many ways.
That's all I'm saying. Like, and niggas, huh?
You had a 2-minute team.
It's still the same though.
No, it's not.
Two of the ten.
It's still the same.
Your feeling getting hurt.
It's still the same. You go in the bank and take $100 or $100,000 at the same time.
She not going.
If you went in there and robbed the bank, you should give me $100. Run out that motherfucker. If you could have got $100,000, it's the same shit.
Is you light skinned, white, or black? Because that's going to change how much time you're going to get. You
know? I'm screaming.
Like, I'm real dog, but like, I'm doing life.
I'm getting all of it, too.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
Now, what I'm saying is, how can you not know? Which, I'm not accusing nobody of doing nobody wrong or nothing like
period. That. Hell no.
I got, see, I'm speaking from a childhood relationship. I got a relationship at 15, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. So we went through everything you can go through and within a couple can go through. Mm-hmm. Taught each other how to drive, do everything you can think of. Mm-hmm. So I can't think of what other niggas may do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like all that bullshit led us to be able to be on some real shit.
For sure. The foundation. Sure.
Yeah. And I'm just being 100.
The foundation.
Y'all have to.
I can't be with no bitch not knowing if she really for me. Like, I know we supposed to broke up back then, or when we went through that, we ain't supposed to talk to each other no more. When you said this, or when you did this, or we I know this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that made me know, okay, this shit is tested and approved.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
I feel you.
Facts.
So if I'm in a relationship with a new bitch, new we turned up, soon as I do one little thing.
She got all that jewelry in the car.
I got to turn that bitch up, all this shit, now she pune for real.
We ain't even got time.
Like, she ain't even that mad. Yeah. It be gone.
She ain't back.
Numbers change and all that shit. She don't block you on social media.
That shit ain't testing to prove it. Ain't real to me.
No, I feel you. But the best testing to prove is just time. It take time. You ain't gonna test it all out in 6 months.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
no, for real.
I guess I ain't getting married. Dude.
But what I'm saying is along the journey, you become a better person.
Facts.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying
you can't be the nigga that
on podcast.
I ain't never changing.
Nah, hell
don't
nah.
Be that nigga.
Hell nah, fuck hell nah.
And then to say nah. When she finally say fuck this, I'm leaving. She ain't loyal.
Nah, hell nah, fuck.
That's
no.
What I'm saying.
That's a sucker.
Some folks
just be saying it at the time.
That's a sucker
in,
right now.
In time, you gonna change, bro. You gonna automatically
you
growth.
Yeah, you
gonna
change.
If the situation changes,
it's some rare characters. You should. You should.
Some brothers just be some dumb. They just be dumb as fuck, bro.
Rare characters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the situation got to change because sometimes you can put a woman through so much shit to where she don't allow respect for you.
Yeah.
Then when she don't allow respect for you,
let's get into that.
You's a dog.
Let's get into that.
Real shit. Once you don't did, like, it's a way to do shit.
You did.
Yeah. There'll be no, oh, then niggas just get some pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
Can't have it. He can't have it.
Right.
You go to doing certain shit.
Yeah.
Like, it come around to, like, you don't know which one you choosing type shit or whatever. However it go, bro. Whatever you got to do to make that woman feel like, I fucked up, that's what you better do.
Mm.
You trying to look like shit or whatever. I don't know how it go. But women take certain shit. It's the way you do it to make them look at you like,
yeah.
How you do that? I can't
respect you. How you know do what
I'm saying?
Like that.
I can't respect
that. Like you said it. Once a woman lose respect for you, it's over.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. It's over with. It's over. Like, it's nothing you can do. Because now she's going to start talking to you like you one of the homegirls.
It's done. Like, I can't even be around no nigga I don't respect. Or that, like, I used to fuck with and I don't respect them no more. Like, I can't even. I don't even. It ain't nothing. Like, nothing.
Some stuff they done that made you lose respect.
Here he go.
I just want to know, curious.
You know what? That's a good question.
In and tight pussy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
The same way a nigga gonna lose respect for another nigga pussy shit.
Yep. There you have it. If you lose your queen, you have lost everything. We agree on that. You have
somewhat.
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 Because you can bounce back. It just
you gonna bounce back.
Yeah, you gonna bounce back.
You ain't about to
die. You gonna bounce back. Simple fact, because you're a man.
After they lost their queen.
You gonna,
but you definitely gonna feel
all the way off.
Definitely gonna feel
after they lost their queen.
It's a spot. It's just a little imp spot where you have.
Especially if she go get another king.
And then you gotta see it.
And you gotta look at it. And you don't fell off.
And you a joker.
Yep. Yeah. You have been demoted.
She level up? Yeah, that ain't gonna hurt.
Yeah, because that's a pain like no other, boy.
Yeah, what that,
damn,
that,
she
that,
doing better?
Now, that now, shit that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Call, baby on you with the new nigga.
Damn, Shy, what the? Can we stop?
Hey.
I'm just saying.
The only thing I'm saying, when I see shit like that, I just be like, shit. Bro, they were them folk.
Yeah, sometimes that shit makes some of them kick in high gear, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit makes some of them niggas kick in high gear.
But I was like, shit, it make you kick in high gear, so then... shit, y'all done part way. Shit, your destiny, your path, how you living and shit, she done went her way. So shit, you can't do nothing about that.
But maybe her destiny was to help you be the best nigga that you can be without.
That gave you the fuel to your fight, though. Some nigga give you the fuel.
Help me build me up.
Some nigga give you fuel to your fight to help you get right. Oh, and some nigga just goddamn, mate, they'll lose they self.
You leave me, I want you to listen. Like you want you getting your new nigga because you trying to stunt on me. Oh, I'm about to come back with something better.
So if you and your wife were to get a divorce, do you want to see her with a better man than you?
Like a nigga, don't ask Scream that.
He was on bullshit. What you do?
You look like you was on bullshit.
You could tell he was on bullshit.
That shape up.
You be on some bullshit.
That shit too crazy.
Like, so. You know you be on some bullshit.
Exactly.
Why she leave?
We was together, young.
Why she?
You know what it is? Y'all was on some bullshit.
I went on no bullshit.
Scream was there.
Okay, what did you get accused of that you didn't do?
Do I look like I was accused of something? I
want to
kill. See y'all, how y'all treat black men?
No, man.
Oh,
yeah, he on some top of the line
bullshit. You going on a deep end.
No, what I'm saying. No, we were just together.
Who left who?
Who left who?
He said she filed the divorce?
She ended up leaving. I filed for divorce. I ended up filing, but she ended up leaving.
Are you trying to call her bluff and she bluffed you out?
No, she just left and I said, okay.
Why did she leave, though? What did you do?
Why did you file for divorce?
How is she doing
that? You got to get out of that contract, bitch. You won't get out of that contract. No,
no, no. I'm my best friend now. Like, no cap. Like,
y'all still be doing
it? No, I ain't fucked in 7 years.
And how long y'all been divorced? Says every nigga.
I ain't fucking 7 years without that ass. She don't even live, but I ain't fucking 7 years.
You want to fuck
how long y'all been divorced?
Nah, I'm good. I mean, shit, I was fucking this from 17, shit. I probably fucked up more than anybody in my life. I'm good. It ain't nothing.
So if she hits your phone right now.
Then I'm going to fuck.
So you just ain't had the opportunity yet.
I ain't threw a touchdown pass. I ain't been in the game. I ain't going to lie. I mean, shit. Somebody, look, she looked like something. Hell, listen.
What's IG, bro?
Uh-huh.
No.
Like, you're gonna have on booty cam.
On booty cam.
The yam cam. Hey, buddy, this look familiar?
Hey, she got look. That a mother to my daughter. Now, you can't have on booty cam. Now, my baby grew up. watch a big fat.
Watch Kodak.
You see her mama.
It's with her mama's ass on the cam. Kodak,
yeah. Do she have somebody else? Is she dating somebody else? Married somebody else?
Oh, she dating somebody else, but nah.
Do
married.
It bother you?
You don't really fuck with that nigga like that, though.
Listen, she brought one of them niggas up here. Like,
up where?
Up to Atlanta.
Oh.
Like, I rode the red carpet because my deal is that my daughter was living down there. I have custody of my daughter now. Mm-hmm. But, like, the dude was, you know, I'm doing things for my daughter. So I'm like, bro, anybody that break bread on my daughter.
Didn't we talk about that on Big Fast Live?
Yeah. Like, you break bread with my daughter.
It was
like,
the one with Nudie, right?
Can't be mad at
you. Yeah, can't be mad.
Can't be
you
mad.
You a sucker, bro.
I'm going to break bread with you. Bro, mad at me, dude, about this time too.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, he got
that. You're going to throw shots at him. I'm just saying. But the nigga come up like, bro, I got a bottle for you and everything. You know, I meet the dude at my daughter's gymnastic practice, man. Look, I appreciate everything you've done for my daughter. He telling me he can't rock with me.
What, you little man?
Huh?
No, did you little man?
Why he say he can't rock with you?
He can't cuz. That was my ex-wife. I'm just like, bro, that's family. Like, I don't bother your relationship.
Yeah, but I'll probably be like little shawty too, bro. Get your slick ass on.
Hey, if you take care of my daughter, bro, and you doing things for my daughter because I wasn't physically there.
But he still don't want you around his bitch.
Shit, nigga. Hey, I wasn't trying to be around his bitch. It ain't nothing that you can do that I ain't done already.
See, that what I'm saying? You coming off like that. Like,
yeah, you coming off on some bullshit.
You coming off like,
I ain't come off with
you. I fuck with you, little man. I appreciate what you did for your daughter.
You little man.
I appreciate you fucking with daughter.
Yeah, you little man.
You got a good girl. You got a good girl.
Oh, hell no. That's the line. That's the line, bro.
Real good.
That's the line, bro. She's really good.
I don't give a damn what y'all do. I appreciate you with my daughter.
Because I already know what we did.
You got to talk about that before. That's what's going to
bite in the bottom of this shit, man.
Jim Bode, yeah. When nigga be like, that nigga don't fuck with your kids and shit, like, you can't be on that suck shit.
You know that's what you get into if you...
He say he ain't on, he say the nigga on.
Yeah, don't say the nigga on suck shit.
That's him.
Nah, the nigga just don't want him around his woman.
Nigga feel like, bro, gone.
I see, I ain't at his woman's job. I'm at my daughter practice. Why you here?
Y'all live in a whole nother goddamn state. I don't even go to Miami. I don't step foot down there.
You got a good
You
girl,
lying.
Bro.
You can look in your face and tell me you lie.
I don't even step in my seat.
You look, he lying.
You got a good girl. That's man, a good one, bro.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Shawty got a good head on her shoulder.
She got a what, Dave?
She got a good head on her shoulder.
She got a
great head on her shoulder. You got a good
one. She has a fantastic future behind her.
I'm fucking screaming.
Nobody mad over there.
Did you hear what he said?
What do he mean by that?
Oh, I'm intelligent.
Hey. Check us out online, www.bigfaxpod.com. If you lost your queen, you might have lost
everything.
Guys, another Big Facts Friday. Y'all be safe.
Shake back, man.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get
that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.